since April of 1985. This is the DX Audio Service. National Radio
Club. Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for May 2011. This is issue number 314. We're going to jump right into AM Switch and the band scanned as we've got a fully packed edition. So here's Dave Alpert.
Hi, Dave Alpert with the May 2011 edition of the AM Switch on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Let's start with AM Switch's number 78, 24, and 25 and call letter changes. 610 WLVE in Winchester, Virginia becomes WXVA. And let's send a quick howdy down to DXAS member Dave Marthouse in Brookneal, Virginia. 840 WGRU in Mims, Florida changes to WPGS. 970 KXFD, Portland, Oregon is now KUFO. Wonder if there's any meaning to that call. 1190 KXMX, Anaheim, California is now KGBN. 1250 WAPZ in Wetumpka, Alabama changes its call to WRBZ. 1340 KXSL, Wendell, Idaho becomes KTFI. 1440 WRBE, Loosedale, Mississippi is now WVGG. 1450 KIOV, Notice, Idaho has changed its call to KWEI. The new station on 1520 in Snohomish, Washington starts life as KKXA. 1580 WPMP, Pascagoula, Moss Point, Mississippi changes one letter to become WPMO. And finally, 1660 KXTR, Kansas City, Kansas picks up an old rock and roll call sign from that market, KUDL. Moving on to construction permits on the air. 1070 WCSZ, Sans Souci, South Carolina. Back in July 2007, WCSZ filed a silent STA citing lack of funds to continue operation. In January 2008, they filed for an extension through June of that year. Well, in March 2009, they filed an application to return with their licensed U4 50,000 watts day and 1,500 watts night. Fast forward to November when they filed for an engineering STA for U1 2,000 day and 350 watts night, as they discovered that during that period of silence, the equipment used to provide their directional pattern had been vandalized. Then, shortly thereafter, they applied for and have now been granted U2 50 kilowatts day, 1500 night. We assume they are now back on with these parameters. By the way, according to the free dictionary online, Sans Souci is French for without care, free and easy. After all that, I just had to look it up. 1090 KULF, Belleville, Texas, former Houston, Texas call sign, is on the air with D3, 1000 watts day and none at night. Included in their construction permit was 1,000 watts during critical hours, but that has been deleted. We expect to see this change in a month or two. 1120 KANN, Roy, Utah, is on the air with U4, 10,000 watts day, 1,100 watts night. 1380 WMTD, Hinton, West Virginia, their construction permit for U1, 1,000 watts day and 13 watts at night is now on the air. 1410 WQBQ, Leesburg, Florida, is on with U1, 5,000 watts day and 88 at night. That's a 2-watt decrease in night power from their previous application. 1440 WDXQ, Cochrane, Georgia, after being off the air due to their tower being unstable, then resuming operation temporarily under an STA with U1, 67 watts day and night as their tower was being replaced, WDXQ has resumed regular operation with U1, 940 watts day and 48 watts night. 1550 WNZF, Burnell, Florida is now on with U2, 11,000 watts day, 250 watts night, and critical hours, 9,500 watts. 1680 KGED, Fresno, California is now on with U1, 10 kilowatts day, 1 kilowatt night, after moving to the tower of KQEQ 1210 in Fowler, California. Looking now at actions, 540 WGOP, Poughkeepsie City, Maryland, was licensed for U1 500 watts day and 243 watts night when they applied to move to Damascus, Maryland, with U4 1,000 watts day and night. But the application was dismissed by the FCC. We now note the listing has reappeared, so pencil it back into your AM logbooks, and hopefully you'll not have to exercise your eraser. 610 WXVA, Winchester, Virginia, is licensed for U4 500 watts day and night, but is currently silent. WXVA, yes, that's the former WLVE, has applied for U2 500 watts day and 380 at night, while moving the day operation to a new transmitter site using a folded unipole antenna mounted on a cell tower. They are now operating under a special temporary authorization with U1 125 watts day and night from the proposed day tower in order to restore radio service to Winchester until they are granted the applied for facilities. 720 WGCR, Pishka Forest, North Carolina, is on the air with D1 50 kilowatts day, 1,500 watts critical hours, no night power. In other words, they are a daytimer. 900 WCME, Brunswick, Maine, is licensed for U1, 1,000 watts day, 66 at night. They've been operating under an STA with U1 500 watts day and 25 at night from a temporary antenna since December 2008 when they lost their tower site. This new STA is for U1, 176 watts day and 55 at night from another antenna location while they negotiate for a permanent location. 970 WVOV, Danville, Virginia. Their license and call letters reinstated after cancellation and deletion. 1060 WILB, Canton, Ohio, is now on the air with D3, 15,000 watts day and no night power, critical hours, 15,000 watts. The application was for adding the critical hours operation to their license. 1230 WGUI, Vasey, Maine. Their construction permit has been granted to move to Vasey from Ellsworth, Maine, with U1, 1,000 watts day and 640 watts night. 1340 KRMD, Shreveport, Louisiana, is licensed for U1, 1,000 watts day and night, but KRMD is operating under an STA with U1, 378 watts day and night, while adjustments are being made to the radiation efficiency of the tower after relocating there. The tower is shared with three FM stations, one FM translator, and two low-power TV stations. No wonder they're having problems. 1410 WRSS San Sebastian, Puerto Rico, is licensed for D3, 1,000 watts day and night. WRSS has been operating under an STA with U1, 2,500 watts day and night, due to interference caused by HIRM. In Higüey, Dominican Republic, after realizing that HIRM had either reduced power or ceased operations, WRSS attempted to return to its regularly licensed power level, and it found that the transmission lines, or tower number 2 of their array, had deteriorated and wasn't functioning properly. WRSS is now operating under a new STA with U1, 250 watts day and night until repairs can be made to their facilities. 1430 WNSW, Newark, New Jersey, is on the air with U4, 10,000 watts day, 7,000 watts night. The new station on 1520 KKXA in Snohomish, Washington, was granted a construction permit for U8, 20,000 watts day, 50,000 watts critical hours, and 50,000 watts at night from four towers, all used during night and critical hours operation, yielding identical patterns. The patterns are butterfly wing-shaped, with the signal covering the north-northwest to west. Snohomish is located about 5 miles due west of Everett, Washington. 1570 KNKX, Lobelville, Tennessee, has been granted a construction permit to move from the community of Centerville, Tennessee, with U1, 1,000 watts day, and 66 watts at night. As reported last issue, WNKX is silent pending the completion of the move, including installation of a new transmitter and antenna facilities. and up in the now-thawing north, 1650 CINA. Mississauga, Ontario, has been granted a construction permit by Industry Canada to raise the daytime power to U1, 5,000 watts day, 680 watts night, and critical hours, 1,000 watts. I should note that critical hours in Canada is 90 minutes after sunrise and 90 minutes prior to sunset versus the 2 hours before and after the U.S. uses as its standard. And now it's time to get out your erasers, as it's time for construction permit amendments. 890 KJME, Fountain, Colorado. This new station, which is not yet on the air, has a construction permit for U4, 5,000 watts day, 640 watts night. They have now amended this request to U5, 5,000 watts day, and 600 watts night. 1100 WOMN, Chalmette, Louisiana, is licensed D1, 1,000 watts, daytime only, at Franklinton, Louisiana. WOMN amended their construction permit to move to Chalmette with U7, 50,000 watts day, 250 watts night, critical hours, 20,000 watts. Now their latest and greatest amendment requests U4, 50,000 watts day, 220 night, on 1100 kilohertz, returning to the community of Franklinton. 1190 KQQZ, Fairview Heights, Illinois, was licensed for U4, 10,000 watts day, 22 watts at night in the community of DeSoto, Missouri. KQQZ has a construction permit in hand for U4, 10,000 watts day, and 65 watts at night, moving to Fairview Heights. They had applied for 25,000 watts during the day, omitting any mention of night power from the application. Seems they have finally realized the error and have now applied for those night watts. U4, 25,000 watts day, and a whopping 65 at night. The new station on 1490 Fayette, Alabama, has a construction permit for U1, a kilowatt during the day and night, but it's not built as of yet, so the licensee has now filed to relocate the station to Coker, Alabama, which is a move of about 25 miles, U1, 1,000 watts day and night. Under applications, we find 1080 WRYT, Edwardsville, Illinois, applying for U7, 500 watts day, 20 watts night, 380 watts during critical hours. 1190 WAFS, Atlanta, Georgia, is licensed for D1, 25 kilowatts day, critical hours, 2300 watts, and no nighttime service. WAFS applied for D1, 25 kilowatts day, 25 kilowatts during critical hours, and no night service. This amendment is for D1, 25 kW day, no critical hours, or night service. It's possible that when filing, they inadvertently omitted the old 2300 watts critical hours. We'll see if this changes in the June edition of AM Switch. 1230 KELY Ely, Nevada, applies for U1, 1,000 watts day and night. 1370 KRAC Quincy, California, has been licensed for U4, 5,000 watts day, 500 watts night. KRAC has been operating under an SCA with U1, 1,000 watts day, 125 night due to vandalism to their directional antenna system. They now have applied to move to Red Bluff with U1, 5,000 watts day, 250 watts night, sharing the KBLF 1490 antenna array. 1420 WLET, Toka, Georgia, is licensed for U1, 1,000 watts day, 65 watts night. But WLET has applied to operate temporarily as D1, 1,000 watts daytime only, from the former tower of WJTP 890, Lithia Springs. They had shared the tower with WNEG 630, but when WNEG was granted 5,000 watts, which is up from 500, and installed a new tuning unit, the new owners of WLET decided not to invest $20,000 in a new tuning unit for their operation, so they located this new tower. WNEG has applied to increase their nighttime power at a separate site, so if that application is granted, WLET would then move to the new WNEG night site and resume night operations. Sounds kind of like Abbott and Costello, who's on first bit. 1430 WQOQ Durand, Wisconsin, licensed for U1, 2,000 watts day, 152 watts night. WQOQ is silent, due to, as stated on their silent SDA application, not having been able to negotiate enough revenue to cover expenses in this tough financial climate. Later, after being sold, the new owners have applied to move the transmitter site and resume operations. 1440 WWCL, Lehigh Acres, Florida, applies for U4, 9,900 watts day, 4,700 watts night. 1450 KGFF, Shawnee, Oklahoma, applies to move their transmitter to a new 185-foot tower, where they will remain U1, 1,000 watts day and night. 1480 WSAR, Fall River, Massachusetts, applies for U4, 25,000 watts day, 5,000 night. 1490 WCHM, Clarksville, Georgia, applies for U1, 848 watts day and night. Moving on to application amendments, the new station on 1420 in Roe, New Mexico, initially applied for U2, 1,000 watts day, 250 at night. The recent amendment requests U1 upping the day power to 2,500 watts and decreasing the night power to 103 watts. 1350 WLMA, Greenwood, South Carolina, has an interesting situation. Although the WLMA license has been canceled and the calls deleted, the new owners of WLMA have applied to be reinstated. Formerly licensed for U1, 1,000 watts day, 85 watts night, the reinstatement application requests U1, 1,000 watts day, 94 night, from the original but slightly shortened tower. We'll see if this passes the commission. 1560 KGOW, Bel Air, Texas, licensed for U4, 50,000 watts day, 15,000 watts night. Now they've applied to reduce their daytime power. This amendment requests U4, 46,000 watts day, and 15,000 night. The new station on 1590 Cheyenne, Wyoming, has made some changes. Their initial application was for U2, 1,000 watts day, 500 watts night. The amendment requests U4, 1,000 watts day and night from a new transmitter site location to be determined. Applications for new stations, just one. The new station in Montreal, Quebec on 1400 has an application for U1, 1,000 watts day, 1,000 watts night. CJWI 1610 has already applied to move to 1410, and that action was approved in 2009 by Industry Canada, which would make it impossible for the new station to be on 1400. But CJWI has not made the move as yet. If CJWI does indeed move to 1410, the applicants of the 1400 station indicate they would apply for the vacated 1610 frequency. In the dismissals and deletions department, 970 KFEL Pueblo, Colorado has been licensed for U1, 3,200 watts day, 184 watts night. KFEL had a CP for U5, 15,000 watts day, 184 night, but that CP has now been canceled. 1100 WZFG Dilworth, Minnesota is licensed for U2, 50 kilowatts day, 440 at night, with critical hours of 5,000 watts. WZFG had a CP to boost the critical hours power up to 22,000 watts, but that CP has been canceled. 1450 WPSE Erie, Pennsylvania is licensed for U1, 1,000 watts day and night. WPSE applied for U1, 1,000 watts day, and reducing the night power to 826 watts, then amended the application to U1, 1,000 watts day, 775 watts night. So now the first application has been deleted. 1490 KJNT, Jackson, Wyoming, their construction permit for U1, 420 watts day, 1,000 watts at night, has been dismissed. Their CP remains U1, 1,000 watts day and night. And 1520 WINW, Canton, Ohio, known as Win Wonderful in their old rock and roll days, finally threw in the towel and turned in their license to the FCC. So the license is canceled. Call deleted. This was an interesting station, as WINW in Canton and WJMP in Kent were only 16 miles apart, with WINW shooting their signal south, WJMP in Kent directing theirs northward, both as daytimers. You have WWKB in Buffalo, New York to the northeast, WNWT on 1520 in Rossford, a suburb of Toledo, to the west-northwest. So could we see WJMP jump into a pattern modification and seeking night operation? If it happens, you'll hear about it first, right here on the AM Switch. And now time to turn to AM on FM. 580 WLES, Bel Air, Virginia will be heard on W247 AV, 97.3 Bellwood, Virginia, 620 WKHB, Irwin, Pennsylvania, suburb of Pittsburgh, will be heard on W231 BM, 94.1 Clareton, Pennsylvania. And a quick tip of our top-loaded hat to Clark Ingram at WKHB. 630 WNEG, Toccoa, Georgia, is on W226 AU, 93.1, Toccoa. 690 WIST, New Orleans, Louisiana, on W285 FF, 104.9, Metairie. 750 KXL, Portland, Oregon, is being relayed on KXL FM, 101.1, Portland, which is a full-power station. 920 KVIN, Cirrus, California, is heard on K222BX, 92.3 in Modesto. 970 WVOV, Danville, Virginia, on W279AO, 103.7, Danville. 980 KMBZ, Kansas City, Missouri, is being heard on KUDL, 98.1, Kansas City, which is also a high-power FM station. 1110 KYKK, Humble City, New Mexico, is on K263AZ, 100.5 in Artesia. 1180 WSFM, Carolina Beach, North Carolina, is on W240 AS, 95.9 Wilmington. 1230 KDYM, Sunnyside, Washington, is heard on full power station KMMG, 96.7 Benton City. 1260 WUFE, Baxley, Georgia, translated on W245 AP, 96.9 in Baxley. 1300 WMEL, Cocoa Beach, Florida, is on W277 AN, 103.3 Cape Canaveral, just a few miles down the coast. 1320 WENN, Birmingham, Alabama, is on W271 BN, 102.1 Birmingham. 1400 WSEG, Savannah, Georgia, on W282 AR, 104.3 Savannah. 1430 WNAV, Annapolis, Maryland, is on W260 BM, 99.9 Annapolis. 1430 WION, Iona, Michigan, is on W224 BZ, 92.7 there in Iona. 1470 WMBD, Peoria, Illinois, on W262 BY, 100.3 Peoria. 1490 KXRE, Manitou Springs, Colorado, is being heard on K253 AH, 98.5 in Colorado Springs. 1510 KMSD, Milbank, South Dakota, on K255 BP, that's 98.9 in Milbank. 1570 WSWV, Pennington Gap, Virginia, is on W270 CB, 101.9 in Pennington Gap. And finally, 1600 KUBA, Yuba City, California, is on K238 AV in Yuba City. Now let's take some time to do some news and notes from you, the members. Returning to the airwaves is WXJO 1120 Douglasville, Georgia, with Southern Gospel. KYRO 1280 Troy, Michigan, with Classic Hits. WAJD 1390 Gainesville, Florida, back with R&B Oldies. And WSDK 1550 Bloomfield, Connecticut, returning with Religion. Reported as silent, WAMD 970 Aberdeen, Maryland, a regular in this column. KWMO 1350 Washington, Missouri. WQOQ 1430 Durant, Wisconsin. WQQW 1510 Highland, Illinois. KNGR 1560 Dangerfield, Texas. And KLRK 1590 Mexia, Texas. Don't forget to tip us off if any of these stations come back on the air. And we have some fines to report. KNDC 1490 in Hettinger, North Dakota, fined $7,000 for failing to file a renewal in a timely manner and subsequent unauthorized operation. Also, co-owned K KBJM 1400 in Lemon, South Dakota, also fined $7,000 for failing to file a renewal in a timely manner and subsequent unauthorized operation. We'd like to say thanks to John Clemmer via Tim Noonan, Deanne McIntyre, Dr. Bruce Elving, Ph.D., Tom Jasinski, Jefferson E. Lewis, Dave Schmidt, and Radio World Online for this version of AM Switch. I'm Dave Alpert in Los Angeles, where it's about 80 degrees outside. Through the magic of radio, let's go visit Mark Durenberger, where it's still cool, possibly snowy, in Minneapolis. Here's Mark with a band scan.
Thanks, Dave, and may I note that for a few weeks at least, Minnesota's the place you want to be weather-wise as we spring into spring in the merry month of May. And while we have this time together, let's finish the band scan we began last month, capturing most of the state of Utah and a lot of Colorado. We've got a couple of dozen stations to go before we hit the sparsely populated X-Band. And if we have time today, we want to share a couple of way cool nighttime catches. So let's fire up the playback machine for daytime captures made in September 2010. We left off at 1300 trying to decipher the well-hidden call letters of Fox Colorado Springs on 1300, so we begin today at 1310 heading for 1400. And the only channel where we didn't hear something was 1380, because there is no 1380 assignment in the six contiguous states. As we begin rolling, you'll note that 1320 is Salt Lake, but there won't be an ID.
Next, interested two 100 kilowatt wind turbines for the Upper Scioto Valley School District in Ohio. They expect to save about $1.7 million over the next 15 years. From Northern Colorado's only live and local radio newsroom, I'm Erica Vaughn for News Talk 1310 KFKA.
1310 KFKA News in the hour and a half. And when it breaks, News Talk 1310 KFKA Greeley.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
About the RS8, come on out and see him here at Miller Motorsports Park. It is the Rolex Grand Am Series along with the K&N Pro Racing Series. The West Series is in town this weekend. Miller Motorsports Park, folks. We're going to come back and talk more about this. Don't forget, we got Herschel McGriff coming up. Stay tuned for that. It is the Racing Fan. 1320 K-Fan, the sports leader.
Cancel any time. Don't list your home before you call for my free information package. Mike Gerbeck, 684-0000. Start packing.
Recognized by the Associated Press for the best radio newscast in Kansas, this is KNSS Wichita.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheeler.
Spring brakes, spring tires, spring oil change. Just to be clear, no Cabo, no. Daytona Beach, maybe later. Cancun? No.
The western slope home of the Colorado Rockies. Sports Radio 1340. The team. KTMM, Grand Junction.
Sporting news flash. I'm Ron Bushka. NBA playoffs, Lake.
Update on Fox Sports News. Go now.
Back to the show.
Looks like some people need to know.
We're not going anywhere, so why should you?
Let's start this weekend.
Radio. Fox Sports 24/7.
Fox Sports News, go now. I'm Eddie Garcia in the
NBA. When things collapse, oh, that turns into he wanted to be a king and have his own country. Oh, we saw headlines about how one of them killed their cat. No, it turned out the cat had cancer and was dying.
You're listening to the Roar of the Lion, KHNC 1360, 10,000 watts from Johnstown, Colorado.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
KSOP AM, South Salt Lake.
Went partying the other night. Started drinking and got real tired. We played with all our friends. Felt so good they had to play it again.
but he did.
Or he could have been Blake McKinley.
Number 9, I'm sorry.
Arve.
Colton Arve.
Yeah. So they're going to be a timeout. We got second down and about 5 yards to go. After the completion, we'll be back in 30 seconds.
KLGN, Logan, 1390 AM and 103.3 FM.
USU, Charter Credit Union.
1390 was another channel with stations coming at us through the gray line, even though we were doing daytime catches. 1350, what a great non-ID. KDZA Pueblo was getting beat up pretty good by Salt Lake City and New Mexico. And the long-distance winner in that group would be KNSS Wichita, 715 miles distant, 5 kilowatt non-directional. Now to the 1400 stations, mostly Colorado, one from Utah, another Wichita, 5 kilowatts on 1480.
Smedley's has been in the plumbing, heating, and air business for 63 years. It's called Honesty. 801-544-4480. Smedley's.
More power. Stronger. World-class talk. KLO.
Hunting for Salt Lake City.
1430 KLO and KLOradio.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
Your most valuable player for sports in Montrose, KAVP, AM 1450.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I've got Darren Nobley's got a tougher early season schedule than San Jose State. Had to go to Alabama last.
Minsky signing off for Backbone Radio here on News Talk 710 KNUS and 1460 KC. John Sampson and Christopher Sanders for joining me in studio. It's been a spirited conversation. I wish we had another hour, but your next hour will be excellent with John Andrews Freedom University. So until next week, this is Ross Minsky signing off for Backbone Radio here on News Talk 710 KNUS and 1460 KZNT in Colorado Springs. Have a happy, healthy, and prosperous coming week, and I'll speak to you in 7 days.
Your choice for intelligent talk.
KZNT.
Colorado Springs.
A service of Salem Communications.
News Talk 1460 KZNT. It's 7 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler.
Powerful reporting. Breaking business news. Tackling top issues. And covering the Beltway better than anyone else. That's why Fox is the number one in news. Period.
Join Sports Radio 1410 KGSO and the Big Talk 1480 KQAM in the Century Food Court for the second annual Riverfest Funnel Cake Eating Contest on May 14th at 7 p.m. 10 contestants will have 10 minutes to see who can eat the funnel cake. The winner will receive $250 in gift certificates to some of Wichita's best restaurants. To register, visit us at the food court or listen for your chance to compete. It's the second annual Funnel Cake Eating Contest at Riverfest 2010.
1561. That's 800-457-1560.
Colorado Avalanche Hockey.
Light the lamp.
Sports Radio 1490.
The team.
The team.
Because it's early daytime, there's no 1500 St. Paul on the band, and we're skipping other clears, so we go to 1510, then 1530, 1550, 1570, 1580, 1590, and 1600.
check out our website, GatesTennisCenter.info, or Google us, Gates Tennis Center. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you on the courts real soon.
Now, Denver Sports Station,
Mile High Sports Radio, 1510, KCKK, Littleton, Denver.
On the ice, they're at the end of one. Red Wings and Sharks tied at two. The Sharks lead that series 1-0. That's being played in NorCal.
This is Fox Sports Radio.
That's probably a starting point.
Maybe he is the voice of reason.
This is an information show.
Fox Sports Radio.
You know, I mean, come on now.
I got it all figured out. I've been through this. Trust me.
That one still makes my skin crawl.
Wow, look at that, dude. Love it.
We are Fox Sports Radio.
G.A. Spokane.
No bad jokes and money is now over.
Hey, man, my show's next, man. Stay tuned.
The Tony Bruno Show is next. Sports Radio 1510 KGA. News go now.
I'm Eddie Garcia, and college football could be a historic night.
One time, unless otherwise stated in the official rules. Remember, only one prize per household within a 30-day period.
Hi, y'all, Red. USA Radio News.
You're tuned to Denver's number one Catholic radio station, KCIO, AM 1670, Loveland, Denver.
Welcome to Bishop Sheridan Presents.
Where should we go tonight?
The sky's the limit now. We can go anywhere you want.
KRTN 1060 Longmont, KKKK 1580 Colorado Springs. This is the Radio Colorado Network.
Hi, all right. USA Radio News. I'm Richard Stewart. The death toll keeps climbing in Tennessee as authorities say two more bodies have been found in Nashville.
Pests are anything but child's play. Protect your little scientist by getting the facts at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Every eagle, every day. 1590 KVGB Great Bend. An employee-owned Eagle radio station.
From ABC News, I'm Joan Bennett.
Quinto año de nuestro aniversario. 5 años de fiesta. Y la casa por la ventana. 5 años para compartir.
Compartimos la celebración de nuestros 5 años con todo el país.
Felicidades para todos y para toda nuestra gente que hace posible este proyecto.
Quinto aniversario de ESPN Deportes Radio.
¡Salud, Álvaro! ¡Felicidades! ¡Salud, David!
¡Felicidades! KGSD Fresno.
1600 AM. ESPN Deportes. Solo deportes. Solo en español.
Pues, ESPN Deportes Radio. Sports Center.
Iniciamos nuestra edición con resultados de la jornada del béisbol de las Grandes Ligas de los Cachorros de Chicago.
Now, because you were patient as we quickly ran through these captures, we find ourselves with a few minutes remaining. So here are some interesting signals we pulled in on the nighttime side. In order of frequency, 980 from Los Angeles. This is tough because, as you know, we have a couple of 980s fairly close to our antenna site.
Dr. Laura.
I just wanted to know if I'm being unreasonable by starting a relationship with someone who is 3,000 miles away from me.
Only if you're kind of scared of intimacy.
Weekdays, noon to 4.
You can't get to know somebody by emails, phone calls, and stuff like that.
Dr. Laura.
Why don't you just be a mail order guy? It makes as much sense.
KFWB News Talk 980.
Teddy bear, need a little honey?
Another from that part of the world is 1050 KJPG Fraser Park, south of Bakersfield, California, with a walloping 40 watts. This one's here for you to hear them go through pattern change. This is a bit unusual. The 40 watts is directional, pointed toward us, daytime, but we're going to hear them at cutover when they go non-directional night.
To come and praise, worship, and enjoy the fellowship, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. at St. Philip the Apostle Church Youth Center, 7100 Stockdale Highway, Bakersfield. Curious about Catholicism? Just looking for a positive social event? This is the place.
A couple of hours later, another long-distance station came up on 1050, KLOH, Pipestone, Minnesota. 438 nighttime watts in a bow tie pattern with a null in our direction. And before you think, uh-oh, cheating, even if they were on daytime power, this is a great catch from 850 miles.
Canadian high pressure slides south and eastward. It'll keep us dry with lots of sunshine, but cooler with highs reaching only near 70 degrees both Monday and Tuesday. And for Wednesday, a blend of clouds and sun, high of 68 degrees. I'm meteorologist Phil Jemsko for Blazing Country, KLOH. Right now, 52.
KLOH Pipestone, and time to take a little sports break with ABC.
From ABC Sports, I'm Dave Schreiber.
Even farther away is Shreveport, Louisiana, more than 1,000 miles. But there was KWKH, and we're off the side of their pattern. And again, even if they were on their non-directional daytime facilities, why, that would have made it an even better catch.
Keaton, we know all about it. KWKH.
I've cried a million tears.
Next was KPJC, Salem, Oregon on 1220. Nighttime power 170 watts, 790 miles distant. And yet again, if they were on their 1 kilowatt day power, it's still a heck of a catch. And on 1390, from 950 miles away, KXSS, Waite Park, Minnesota, in the central part of the state, 2.5 kilowatts day, 1 kilowatt night.
Home improvement? Go to 1390thefan.com. Click on your home improvement company's logo. It's that easy. Think you know NASCAR? Prove it. Click on the Pit Crew Challenge. Pick your favorite racers and you can win prizes. Pit Crew Challenge brought to you by Kia. Area 320 is local information for people living in Area Code 320. And it's free. Free classifieds, large coupon page, local events, local news, weather, and more. Just head to 1390thefan.com and click on Area 320's logo.
And a third signal from distant Minnesota, KTOE in Mankato on the Norwegian Riviera. KTOE operates 5 kilowatts at night. Finally, a very early morning catch from Lincoln, Nebraska. It's KLMS, and they were probably already on their 1 kilowatt day power. They're a time zone east of us, 750 miles away at 1 kilowatt.
Reporting live from ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
Your home for sports talk. Sports Radio, 1480, KLMS, Lincoln.
And that puts the wrap on this edition of our On the Road Band Scan reporting. Summer's almost here, and we don't care if the DX season's several months away, because we'll continue to capture the daytime scene with our omnidirectional antenna. I think next we're going to complete the Midwest. We'll head over toward Wisconsin. We'll go down into Iowa. And look for us to show up in a state near you. Next month, we'll get back to our State of the Station reports. Thank you so much for your comments. We do enjoy receiving email from you. It's Mark4, Mark is spelled with a K, the number 4, at Durenberger.com, DurenBerger.com. Until we see you again or hear from you again, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark. A quick trivia question before we flip over our tape. Cassettes in reel-to-reels are typically 30 minutes, 60 minutes, or 45 minutes in length. A CD is 12 centimeters in diameter and holds 75 minutes worth of music. Kind of odd. Why is that? We'll tell you on Side 2.
And now let's all gently remove the tape, flip it over, and continue with the DX Audio Service.
KLAC.
First on your dial.